back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hassett, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Big thanks to our announcer, Batman.
Yes, yes. Someday we'll get used to that.
I'm not used to that announcer.
But that's okay. We'll move on. Because I still want to get to Betsy.
Betsy Rand.
I'm all about Betsy today.
Mm. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, Betsy.
Very special. So. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. No, this is a near and dear cause. I got to say, Betsy. So it's Betsy Rand with Seattle Children's Hospital, if you've just tuned in. And so my team and I, for every closing transaction we have with a client, we provide a donation to Seattle Children's.
You do.
And and we've been doing that for several years now, and I love it. We have a bunch of different groups that we give to, and I have people ask me all the time, because I don't have kids. They're like, why do you do that? And I'm kind of like, why wouldn't I do it? That seems like a kind of a stupid question to ask me, actually. It's also when people ask me, why do you support schools? Because I give to a lot of schools and colleges. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because I want an educated workforce, because good educated workforce provides good living wage jobs, which helps support my community, which has housing. I don't understand how you don't see where there's this great circular logic that all of this is connected.
Rising tide floats all boats.
Well, but here's the other thing. Everyone always has stories and has things that they're connected to. I got deathly sick at 20 and lost the ability to have children. But I have family members who've had lots of medical issues. My sister-in-law had open heart surgery as a young child. In fact, just yesterday, I'm all excited because I just got approved to buy another boat. But the woman I was talking to at Boyan Credit Union, helping me out with that, as we were talking, she's like, hey, by the way, I'm going to be gone for 6 weeks because my daughter's having open heart surgery. Yikes. And so she's 2 years old and with a hole in her heart, just like my sister-in-law had as a child. And then, you know, that same sister-in-law and my brother, you know, they had a child with asthma, and I know that he was constantly in. You know, I've got people on my staff who are like single moms who I know struggle when, you know, their kids are sick. And, you know, so it's like, why would I not want to support something like this? You know,
yeah, we rely heavily on the community. We've been, you know, with RE/MAX in particular, and you mentioned this earlier, Reba, that it is not RE/MAX agents aren't required. It's it's an optional program to participate in.
Yeah, and I was stunned to find not that many people in my own office did it. In fact, we are actively, I mean, we're going to have you in our office so you can try and help change that dynamic.
Yep. Yeah, and that's what I do is I am on point at the hospital and the foundation to support our donors to help maximize their giving and also realize the impact of their giving. So RE/MAX in particular has been raising money for us since 1992 and locally here has raised over $1.5 million.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
We could not do what we do without that participation. Yeah. And RE/MAX continues, you know, you sell more houses than anyone. So it is a great way to get involved and connected to a cause that has some depth to it in terms of that relationship with RE/MAX and local children's hospitals. So we are eternally grateful to RE/MAX and your participation in your office. And
and just what you guys do at the hospital itself. I mean, a lot of people locally are very familiar with Seattle Children's just partly because, you know, if you're a Seahawks fan and you follow, you know,
Russell Wilson
around, what's he doing? He's down there all the time, you know, which I think is fantastic. I mean, I love, I'll probably never get a chance to meet him through something like that, but it's kind of cool. It's like, you know, I love that we have the same kind of affinity and the support to have that. And, you know, I can tell you another reason I support this. And when I said I got sick at 20, the day I was told I had cancer and it ended up not being cancer, it was still nearly deadly. I also lost my job. And so I went into the hospital and had no way to pay the bills and had months of recovery. So this does touch me personally because I know how hard that is.
What can be devastating for these families.
It can be absolutely devastating for a family.
Right. And RE/MAX raises money for uncompensated care. So we are back to Anaclise.
That's why it's cool.
Uncompensated care. Last year alone, our hospital needed $164 million to support families. And so RE/MAX has made a commitment to be an uncompensated care donor.
Yeah.
And, you know, just even locally here in Snohomish County alone. So you might say, oh, Seattle Children's is in Seattle, but I live in Snohomish and that doesn't impact my neighbors and my communities and my friends who I work with.
You guys
with.
Have staff so, everywhere too, by the way.
We do. We do.
But where do you have other locations?
So we, to answer your question, let me just real quick. Snohomish County last year was $26 million for those families that are north of here. And down south in Pierce County, it was $13 million. So, and that's just really close to home. But it's, we go all the way over to eastern Washington to Spokane County and Ponderay County. And so the reach is really broad and the need exists. And, and also I want to mention that you talked about not having kids, but kids are our future. There is no doubt we are a growing community. More and more people are moving here. You're selling a lot more houses, and there is that need to this is a great place to live. The Pacific Northwest, the West Coast is a great place. It's a great way of life, and kids are our future, and they're and we need them. You know, we're all getting, you know, well, aging into our careers, and we need someone to follow in our footsteps.
Absolutely.
So let's, you
know. To me, it also goes back to the uncompensated care help. Eric and I talk a lot about lots of big issues locally, and one of them is homelessness. And we both survived through the Great Recession, and I had to sit across family after family after family losing their home. And, you know, in typical kinds of markets like we are right now where there's not much foreclosure, usually you only get about 1.2, 1.3% foreclosure rates in the housing industry. And so we're kind of back to that right now. At the worst of the recession, we, about 1 in 10 homes was in some kind of default, right? It was a huge statistic. And it's because our unemployment rate was so high, right? And so they match each other. But the typical reasons that people go into foreclosure is either job loss or illness or both. And so when someone has a catastrophic illness that overwhelms the financial resources of a family, they are often at risk of maybe losing their home. And I will say, you know, when you invite the agents who do give to this program in for our once a year, kind of get to do a little tour and a talk, and you guys have this, there wasn't a dry eye in the house this year. There was this beautiful story about this family and their little girl. And
Emmy.
Yeah.
That's Emmy.
It was such a beautiful
story. Do you remember
story.
That story?
Oh,
do you remember?
If I start thinking about it, I'm going to start crying.
Between
again.
Her work
and
care for her child, who was in the hospital over 200 days in one calendar year.
Yeah.
So I just told that story yesterday to someone where literally, that's what uncompensated care, that's what this hospital, this is the rich history of this hospital that will never, I say this and I feel so grateful that I work for an organization whose mission will never change. It will only be enhanced and grow in positive ways, because truly you will not have to choose between
paying
whether
your
I
bills
should,
and your kid.
Paying your bills and your child. So what the story of this one is, was that the mom, they sat with our financial advisors and our team, our finance team, and the calculation was such that they didn't qualify for uncompensated care. And she said, well, I'm going to be caring for my daughter. She's going to be in the hospital for 200 days, and I can't work. I can't keep my job.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, well, if we take your income out of the mix, you qualify.
Yeah.
She was, I mean, it just gives me chills thinking about it. Just,
it
is phenomenal. So, you know, we work really hard to try to find a way to, you know.
Because they needed
not
that support. And
that
little girl's thriving right now.
Oh, she's doing great.
Yeah. And it was such a beautiful story. And I love, because I take my team members to these events, because we talk a lot in our team about what's our why. You know, what is our why? And it can't always just be about us. It can't always be about making a buck. And we go to something like that. And like I said, you know, everyone on my team who was sitting there, I turned around because I was sitting in front of all my team. And I turned around and everyone's like, tissue, tissue. tissue. You know,
it's really real.
But it makes me feel good because I want them to feel that. I want them to know that when we're working hard and the days are frustrating and the stuff that's going on, I want to know, you know what, there's some other people who are also benefiting from this. And, you know, we've got another one of the people in our team right now who's trying to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's going to get a wake-up call. You know, she's kind of cracking me up right now. Like, sorry, Jen, I'm talking about your personal life. But, you know, the cost of her, because they're having to go through fertility. Mm-hmm. But the cost of her doing that, it was like, well, wait till you have the kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. you're just touching the tip of the iceberg, yeah. My friend. Mm-hmm. You know, and God forbid, mm-hmm. you have issues. You know, even as a kid for myself, I was born with a birth disorder of sorts, you know, with my bladder. I grew up my whole life with like bladder and kidney infections and issues and constantly seeing doctors and taking medications and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, God love my parents for, you know, putting up with it, you know, and I know it was an extra expense on them. So, and in today's world, medical expenses are astronomical in the United States as compared to a lot of other countries around the world. So, again, we always just feel really good about this. But, okay, so you've mentioned locations. We're starting to get into some of that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were
running right along.
There,
no, absolutely. So, oh,
yeah,
go ahead.
Because you don't
ahead,
know
Betsy.
This program as much as I do.
Right.
I could probably go on all day. But do you have a question, Eric, about this?
Well, no, I'm just kind of fascinated with this dialogue, and I'm learning more about it. I mean, obviously, I know about Children's Hospital. I'm kind of curious how the Children's Miracle Network ties into all of this.
Yeah,
so Children's Miracle Network Hospitals is a national charity, mm-hmm. much like many of the other national charities that you may know. Mm-hmm. And we are a member hospital. We're one of 170 member hospitals.
Okay.
So what that does for us is that gives us access to national partnerships, such as RE/MAX or Costco.
Okay.
Or
that's right. I forgot Costco is also another one. I love being connected with them that way, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Dairy Queen Miracle mm-hmm. Treat Day will be coming up on August 2nd. So,
ooh, what happens then?
On August 2nd. So Dairy Queen plug. Dairy Queen is one of our longstanding partners. And on August 2nd, they will be celebrating Miracle Treat Day. So if you go to a Dairy Queen location on that day, a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the hospital. So the owners, we have a 92% participation rate here in the area. We have over 60
Dairy Queens.
I think I need to go have a Blizzard Day for your clients.
That's exactly what I was
invite
thinking.
Invite them.
Yeah.
To the
I
office
need to do
for some
like
ice
a
cream.
Client party and it's bring on the Dairy Queen. My brother used to work for Dairy Queen way back in the day too when he was in college. So
that we need any excuse to go to Dairy Queen.
No.
But,
oh
you know,
my goodness,
but
who doesn't? I don't know a single person that.
Well,
doesn't
I'm willing
love.
To take one for the team on that. When we
there
come back, we've got more Betsy Rand from Seattle Children's Hospital. Stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.